Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Let's read Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God, while I have any being. Put not your trust in the princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. On that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loosed the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turned upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for assuring word to us that explain your will, O Lord, that you are with the poor and needy, with the fatherless, with the widows, with those who had put their trust in you, Lord. But the way of the wicked, you have turned it upside down. And we thank you, Lord. You are a God of justice. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. O God, forgive us our sins, the things that we have done against you. Forgive us that we trust men and things of material origin, but we have left you, O God. Let's come to the Lord. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sins and renounce them one by one. So God will cleanse you and God shall purify you from all unrighteousness. Yes, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive each and every one of us who had trust in vanities and things of flesh origin, of material origin. Thank you, O God, for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Let's come to God now. Let us give him thanks for all that we have received from him. Yes, Lord, we give you thanks for the salvation, for your word, for the leading of the Holy Spirit, for the vision, for your ministry, for your word, for our families, for our daily provision, for your support and your strength, for leading us step by step out of troubles, for delivering us from the evil one, from sicknesses, from diseases, for opening doors for us. And we give you thanks and we adore you in the name of Jesus. O God, I pray right now, O Lord, the fear of yours upon your church. Shake your people, O Lord, who had come to you, Lord. Let them fear you. Let them tremble at your presence. Let's come to God now and ask him what you need. Knock his door. He is the only one who can help you. No man, no doctor, no medicine. No banks, no rich people, no influential people, only the Lord himself. Come to him, knock his door, kneel down at his feet, and he will hear your cry and he will hear your prayer. Yes, Lord. Hear our prayer as we are crying to you, Lord. Help us, O God. Deliver us from the evil one. Provide our need. I pray for those who lost their jobs, as no income, provide for them in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, for those who had repented, restore them back to you and to the church and to the ministry in the name of Jesus. We pray for the sick to be healed, O Lord. I pray for those who are having troubles and they want solution. Give wisdom, open doors, solve issues in their lives in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. Let's pray for our families now. Let's pray for our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, and our siblings. Let's pray for them, those who are unsaved, to be saved. Let's pray that whatever their needs, let's pray for them to be well provided in the name of Jesus. God is here with us. And God, with his people, with his church, with each and every family, as we are praying, he will answer our prayers. I pray for each husband, Lord, to be obedient to you, O God, to fear you and to walk in your ways and to lead his family in the way of his of your righteousness. Pray for each and every wife to be submissive to her husband as he is leading the family in your ways. I pray for both of them to work together to bring their children in the fear of yours and in under subjection of your will. I pray for children to be obedient to the instruction of God's word that their parents are giving to them. Yes, O God, I pray for a blessing upon each and every family, provision, relief, solving the problems. I pray that each and every family will shine before men and will preach your word and will be a set good examples to the other families around them and to the non-believers in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your work, for your place of work. Pray that the place that you are working will prosper, so to you too will prosper, and that you will impart his word to the others. Pray for your boss and those who are over you. Pray that you will have favor from them. Yes, O Lord, hear our prayers. Prosper the places that we are working. That we have our visas, our residencies, our incomes, our source of living. Bless these places, O God. Bless them, Lord, for our sakes, O God, so that we too will receive continually, Lord, what is due for us. I pray for those having delayed salaries. You give them on time in the name of Jesus. Whatever pending salaries, let them be relieved right now in the name of Jesus. O God, hear our prayers. I pray that you will be good examples in the places that you had to place us, in our workplaces, that we will preach the gospel by action, attitude, and by good characters that show that you are in us, O Lord. Let's pray for the places that we came from. Let's pray for the countries, the nations, and the villages and towns and cities, and to the people that we came from, that they will know Christ, they will know his word, and that God will use us to send his word to them in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God. Yes, Lord, thank you. Hear us when we call. We pray, O Lord. Have mercy on those people, our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, our countrymen. O God, make peace in these places so we can impart your word to them. O God, I commit myself, commit yourself to the Lord. Lord, we commit ourselves to preach your word to them, to send them the message that they need in the name of Jesus. I pray for their salvations. I pray for doors to be opened I pray for harvest of righteousness, harvest of new souls in their lives. Let's pray now for the church, where God has placed his church in UAE, and the extension of the church in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, wherever their church has extended through families, individual members, congregations. Let's pray, Lord, grant us favor from all these places and governments. I pray, Lord, that nothing will hinder your grace from reaching us. I pray, O God, that no rule to be edicted against your grace, O God. We come against the spirit of Antichrist, anti-ministry, anti-evangelism, and we rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless your church and establish it in all these places. I pray for facilities will be given to us. Favor, O Lord, we come against anti-oppression, injustice, abuse, corruption, taking advantage of your people. We rebuke all in the name of Jesus. Lord, stretch out your hand and do miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them know, Lord, that you are the true God and we are your servant. We pray for a blessing and a prosperity of all these places, so we too will prosper, O God. Establish us, O Lord. Establish your people. Establish your church in all these places that you had placed us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray for those who have not yet baptized to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to speak in tongues, to interpret the tongues, the gift of message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of prophecy, pastoring, gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, O God, leadership, giving, generosity, ushering, whatever we need as church, provide for us these spiritual gifts so that we will function for your glory. I pray, O God, Lord, I pray even for our character and attitude. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in our lives, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, self-control, humility, faith and faithfulness, generosity, all these gifts, Lord, that we need to radiate the character of Jesus. Let be abound in us, O Lord. And I pray, O God, for more souls to be saved, more people to receive water baptism, O God, more fruit, O Lord. Even I pray, O God, for our worship today, Lord, anoint the songs, anoint, O God, the message, anoint this recording, anoint the giving, O Lord, anoint the message, O God, I pray, anointing upon the instrument and this recording that it will reach the places, O God, that you want it to reach. Thank you, God. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, Jesus. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's all. Stand and worship the Lord with songs and praises unto Him. Yes, O God.
I'm
continue, Lord, to live for the glory, O God. Thank you, Lord. We trust in you. You are a God who answers our prayer. You are a God of deliverance. You are a God of salvation. You are a God who fulfills your word. You are the God who, when you judge, you will prevail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. Continue to anoint our worship. Oh, Lord, bring us into the most holy place to meet you face to face today. In the name of Jesus.
By your
Yes, O God. Continue to worship you, Lord. Continue to serve you, O God. We bless you, O God. You are the Prince of Peace, O Lord. You are the Counselor. You are merciful, Son of God, Lord of hosts, Conqueror, coming King, and everlasting God. We extol you in our life, in our ministry, Lord. Yes, O God. We adore you, we worship you, O God. Our Jehovah, our provider, our banner, our victory, our coming King, we thank you, we praise you, O God.
Shut your
Yes, oh God. Do the surgical procedure, oh God, in each and every one of us heart, oh God. Let your word, oh Lord, bring the changes and transformation and the renewing of the mind, oh God, into your likeness. Oh God, we pray for the anointing and the rest of our worship, oh God. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Thank you for the victory that we have in you, oh Lord. Thank you for the touch we receive from you. Thank you for your presence. Let's now collect our tithes and offering, and our first fruits and our vows unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for all that you give us and provide for us. And here we are, Lord, we brought to you the portion that belonged to you, O God, the sacred portion, the tithes and the first fruit, and our offerings as O Lord ordained it, and our vows to you, O God. Accept them and open the windows of heaven and bless your people, bless your church, bless each and every brothers and sisters who were obedient to the commands of giving, O God. Let the windows of heaven shall be open and rebuke whatever devour, Lord. I pray for a blessing, O God, that those who are obedient, they will have no place to keep the blessing in their lives, O God. And I pray, O Lord, that all nations will know that we are your people. Use this money, multiply it, O God, and use it to reach the lost, O God. And I pray those who are disobedient, teach them to give, O God. Continue to work on their heart and convict them to repent and to bring to you what's due for you. We thank you, God. We bless you all this. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today preaching about the church in Thyatira. And today we'll tackle part two. And we have read in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, about the church. And last session we spoke about the good thing that was taking place in that church, and we respond that we need to do the work of God, and we need to be a people of faith, charity, patience, and also perseverance, and the things that the Lord wants us to do and to continue in them. Today we will read Book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 20. The Lord said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrifice unto idols. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips and put verses and statement so that your word will be preached clearly. Oh God, speak to your church and your people. Bring repentance. Bring the fruit that you desire. Bring the changes that you want to see and take this message, oh God. Lord, we pray, take it and spread it to the places that you want it to reach. I pray for the footholds of devils and all things unpleasant to you to be cleansed by your word and by the working of the Holy Spirit. Lord, watch over your word to fulfill it. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here the Lord is confronting his church with the points that need to be changed. The wrong things, the wrongdoing. He's sending them this letter and message now for warning to those part of the church in Thyatira who are doing things that is not correct and sin or wrongs. He is giving them chance to repent and to correct them. Sir, the Lord is not impartial. He speaks about the good points, and also now he is speaking about the points that need to be changed in the life of his church and his people, what he has mentioned to them, notwithstanding I have a few things against thee. See, here the Lord is very clear. He said, I am against you in this area. You are good in certain point, but there are points I am against you in it. What they are things that they have done wrong? He said, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel. He said that you are, he's speaking to the leader of the church, to the angel of the church. He's telling him that you are allowing a woman who's called Jezebel and who called herself a prophetess to teach and to seduce my servants. He's saying it's not you, but there are people whom they are taking the position, they are taking the office of the prophets, and those they are teaching things against the scripture, and these things against the scripture that they are teaching, they are deceiving my servants. So here, there is not only the teaching going on and false prophets are there, but there are people who are misled and deceived and confused, and they are erring the faith that is now going to destroy because of the false teaching. Now, here it could be the false prophet. It could be a woman and who are taking the position to teach instead of the man. And that is what would contradict the scripture that the wives should not teach her husband, but the husband would teach their wife. Or the, when he say here, the woman Jezebel, it could be the teachers, even men, but they follow the teaching and stand and the wrongdoing that Jezebel was doing in the Old Testament in the kingdom of God. So here, we need to get what are the wrong things in the church. There are people who are allowed by the leader of the church. He is aware of what is going on. He is giving them chance. He is allowing them to destroy. He is allowing them to deceive other people. You know, it's like, you know, manipulation, monopoly, and corruption, injustice going on, and the leader of the church is aware of it very well, and he is giving them the free hand to work havoc. He is here the warning. What they were doing, say here, to teach and to seduce my servant to commit fornication, immoralities. In which way? Allowing boyfriend and girlfriend. And we know that even dating and courting and love outside the marital life, it is considered adultery. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 28, the Lord himself said, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. That is how even simple things, it is immorality, it is fornication. In addition to that, not only this, allowing extramarital affair, allowing single mother or single father to marry the to marry other partner than the father or the mother of his child, that is also adultery, fornication. Also, divorce and remarriage. Also, live in relationship. All this immorality. This when the church does not deal with such things and who promote those who do such and condone them and encourage them, and that what the church is doing is deceiving others to do the same. That is one sin about fornication. How about food offered to idols? When the church allowed days in the world, celebrated in the world, to be brought inside the church. We have a Christmas feast, Christmas banquet, New Year celebration, Valentine's Day's Father Day, Mother Day, Halloween, all these feasts and food offered to idols where people not worshiping God but worshiping their pagan gods, and that is the point that God is speaking against the church in Thyatira. The same what we have noticed in the church in Pergamos, the same this point. The church in Thyatira is, big part of it is similar to the part in Pergamos church. But when he mentioned Jezebel, we can also conclude other points, what is going on in that church. Not only immoralities, not only fornication, not only food offered to idols, but other things. You know, Jezebel, according to the scriptures in First Kings chapter 16, she is the daughter of Ethbaal, the king of Zidonians. First Kings chapter 16 and verse 31. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife, that is Ahab, took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. That woman, through the marriage of Ahab to that woman, Baal worship was introduced into Israel. Part of Baal worship is the god of fertility, and part of their worship, they allow immoralities to take place during worship. And that is now what is going on in the churches who are similar to the churches today who are similar to the church in Thyatira. Now, through Jezebel, not only the Baal prophets were promoted, but also the prophets of the high places, those who allow people to do their own, or they will go along the people's desires and wishes. In First Kings, speaking about Jezebel, First Kings chapter 18 and verse 19, it mentioned when Elijah asked Ahab to send for these prophets. He said, "Now therefore send and gather to me all the Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table." So here Jezebel is supporting immoralities, those who promote immoralities, those who support Valentine's Day and others, and all these immoral things, dating and courting, plus all that we have spoken about immorality, plus the false, the prophet of the groups, those who are condoning the people, what the people like, whatever the people like, they allow them to do. Jezebel, she's allowing such things to go on inside the church. So anything going on wrong, Jezebel is supporting that wrong doing. How about those who are doing right? Let us see what Jezebel is doing to them. In the same chapter, verse 13, when Obadiah was reporting to Elijah what he did and how he was protecting the prophets, we can find out that Jezebel was persecuting the true prophets of God who was teaching the right things. In the church of Thyatira, those who teach right, they are persecuted by the teachers who are having offices, and they are supported by the leader of the church. Who they will persecute those, the right people of God. In verse 13, let's read. Was it not thought, my lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? So she killed the prophets of the Lord, the true prophet, the true workers of God. How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with the bread and water. So here, Jezebel persecuting the true prophet of God. So now when I speak about Jezebel in Church of Thyatira, oh, there's a persecution. They are right people, right prophet, who are doing the right work, but they are persecuted by the false prophets, the false leadership, that they are using the church, government, and offices to oppress the people of God. You know, the church in Thyatira is a theater. They are putting masks. They are playing church. As if God is not knowing what is going on. Externally, holiness, love. But inside, murder, persecution, killing, destroying, taking the ministry of the righteous people. Even the prophet Elijah was about to be executed by Jezebel. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 1 to 3, when the prophet Elijah stood his ground and dealt with the false prophet of the grove and the 450 prophet of Baal, it say that he was about to be executed by Jezebel. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 1 to 3. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of the one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. So here even the prophet Elijah was about to be persecuted and executed by Jezebel. That's the situation in the church of Thyatira. He's telling to the leader, I know what is going, murder and attacks and evil doing against my people who are serving me wholeheartedly. Not only this, and we can read also that Jezebel have used manipulation, politics, and accusation to execute people and take from them their land and inheritance, as she did with the vineyard of Naboth. You know, in the church of Thyatira, people who are doing ministry were executed by evildoers and false prophets, using the church, government, and offices to execute them and to pull them out, to boss with their ministry, to use it for living, to do injustice. Let's read now. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 21, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 16, the story of Naboth with the vineyard and what they did to him to take his vineyard and his ministry. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, and that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbiddeth me that I should give the inheritance of my father unto thee. And Ahab came
into his house, heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he has said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed, and turned away his face, and would eat no bread. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him, and said unto him, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto me, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee any vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdoms of Israel? Arise, and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelites. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders, and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. You see how it is a theater? It is a play. They are playing church. Everything, program, crime is going on to take the vineyard of Naboth. And the men of the city, even the elders and the nobles, who were the inhabitants of the city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letter which she has sent unto them. They proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city, and stoned him with stones, that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of the Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possessions of it. You see here very clear, Naboth refused to give his inheritance because it came from his fathers and it will go to his descendants. And that is the truth, that we can surrender our ministry to people who are using the church, government, and offices to manipulate, to play politics, to live on, to use the offices for greed and for living, but they don't have the leading and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We stand firm. You see here, our ministry, even in spite of all persecution and abuse and manipulation, we need to continue to do the ministry, trusting God that He will protect us from all the manipulation of people like Jezebel in the church of Thyatira. What we can learn more about what going on in the church of Thyatira from the life of Jezebel, let's read 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 21 and 22. When Jehu, before he put Joram, the son of Ahab, to death. He told him about his mother Jezebel, what she was doing. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 21 and verse 22. And Joram said, make ready, and his chariot was made ready. And Joram, king of Israel, and Ahaziah, king of Judah, went out, each in his chariot. And they went out against Jehu, and met him in the portion of Naboth the Jezreelite. And it came to pass, when Joram saw Jehu, that he said, it is peace, Jehu? And he answered, what peace so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many. So here Jezebel was well known by her whoredoms, immorality, and we had expound of the immorality and fornication in the New Testament church going on is rampant. Dating, courting, again I will repeat it, boyfriend and girlfriends, living relationship, extramarital affairs, single father or single mother married to another partner, not the father or the mother of his children or her children, divorce and remarriage, all these whoredoms and immoralities. How about witchcraft? He said, the whoredom of your mothers and her witchcrafts, we can read about witchcraft in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 23. So we can understand what is witchcraft in the New Testament. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity of the and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. So here, the witchcraft is rebelliousness and stubbornness. Now here, when we break the scriptures, when we insist on our own way, when we use the government and we use offices, but we break scriptures, what we are doing is witchcraft. And that's the definition of the witchcraft in the New Testament. What else? We can discover what wrongdoings that Jezebel is doing to the church of Thyatira, to the New Testament church, from the life of Jezebel. Let's read 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 30. When Jehu was sent to Jezebel after he killed her son, and after she is aware that her son was put to death, let's just read what she did. 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse 30. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and tired her head and looked out at a window. So what she did, she painted her face. Now speak about the makeup. Makeup, painting the face, hairstyle, putting perfume. See here, Jezebel did not put veil. She did not repent. She went with her whoredoms. Part of the whoredom is the makeup, perfume, and the dress, exposing the body part, hairstyles, enticing the men and dragging them with their senses to do immorality. These are what destruction that Jezebel is doing in the New Testament churches, like the church in Thyatira, who are afflicted with these things. So here is immorality going on. manipulations, spiritual murders, trying to take people, ministry, persecuting the true servants of God, the true prophets, and those who declare the word of God and the will of God. They are under persecution, and war is waged against them. That is what is going on in the Church of Thyatira. Now, the message is for you. Yes, let's all stand in His presence. Let us renounce your sin, renounce all the wrongdoing that we had mentioned. I will not condone you. I will not cover you. I will not agree with the wrongdoings, but I will work with God that you will be cleansed from all these things. Come to the Lord in repentance. Come to God and renounce your sins and your wrongdoing. God has His ways to save him. Allow the Holy Spirit to search you. Renounce your ways. God wants you to stand with Him, not to be deceived, and not to go along people who are like Jezebel, and not with their ways, not with their injustice. God call us even to be persecuted, to stand on His word, not to compromise. Thank you, God. Tell Him, Lord, renew my life. I want to be changed. I want to serve you. I want to follow your ways. Come to God in repentance. Give your life fully to Him. us, O God. Change the heart of your people. Take your word and convict your church. Send your word and let me strong heart of witchcraft and wardom inside the church of God to be demolished right now in the name of Jesus. Raise up your people, O God, to fear you, to be willing to stand firm, O God. Raise up people like Elijah, O God, to serve you wholeheartedly without failing. O God, thank you for your word. Bless us, O God. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.